He was a provincial cup champion on the footy field, dominated the Ironman claimers, and now is a Group 1 tipster. His name is David Gately, or Gator to his mates. So let's welcome in Gator for Racing Rewind on RSN Central.
It's a good morning to you, David Gately.
And same to you, Gareth Hall.
There's plenty to discuss. Ballarat Cup Day, the gong meeting at Kembla Grange, and also touch on what happened across there in the West with their Group 1 Railway Stakes and the performance of Western Empire and Treasured Star that was pretty impressive as well in the WA Guineas. But I thought the Ballarat track played beautifully there for their Cup Day. You had to be in the first four or five, but I think most horses anyway got their opportunity, Gator.
Yeah, no, I agree with all of that. I think the track played, you know, quite well. I certainly, if you're an out-to-last sort of swooper coming wide, not many did that on the day, probably only two or three. So it certainly wasn't a swooper's track by any stretch of the imagination. And I could certainly add merit to those that were able to run on well out wide for their next start. But outside of that, you know, it was terrific racing, good depth to the fields. And the cup itself was a great contest.
0416 90 50 52. If you've got a question for Gator regarding the weekend's racing, Sidani, she's been a wonderful mare. She won the Matriarch during that Flemington Carnival, and it was another terrific Luke Nolan ride aboard her to take out the cup.
Yeah, look, she's like airborne. There's no doubt. You know, I think the form I was sort of gravitating to pre-race was that Floating Artist form. She had that form, so did Thought of That through Skyman and Defibrillate. So they were the sort of three that I was leaning towards. It was a pretty competitive race, wasn't it? Obviously, on the line, there wasn't a lot between the first five of them, but a good solid speed, you know, gave those horses their chance, those that probably settled first half. And that in a game of inches, her saving that bit of ground, as you referenced, through the ride and her barrier draw, was probably the difference. But those first five or six even all ran exceptionally well. If you're a believer in the on-pace pattern, Foxy Frieda may have even been the run of the race.
Yep. She's flying, isn't she, Foxy Frieda?
She's a ripper, yeah. She's measured up really well. You know, obviously the weight's a bit against her, but that can be misleading because horses that haven't reached their true rating, you know, I think she's one of those. So she's still on the upward trajectory. So I think that's where we can get sometimes caught out. But, she was terrific. To spot them 10 or 9 to 10 lengths at the top of the straight, she was the best closer.
And I think Gator's just closed down as well. We just lost him. We'll see if we can get him back in just a moment. Yeah, Foxy Frieda was really good. I think he's back. You there, Gator?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
hello.
When someone rings me, it bloody... Yeah, I'm back. It's the joys of dual phone lines. All good.
How dare they, Gator? Hey, just when you say that Foxy Frieda hasn't reached her limit yet, and she's still on the way up, as a form analyst, like I'm just say Very Elegant, for instance, like when she headed into a Melbourne Cup, did we think before that Melbourne Cup that she's already reached her pinnacle? But did we believe that she had a run like that in her? When do you say, the horse has reached its best? If you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And it's difficult to quantify, but the question's outstanding. So well done. And the answer to Very Elegant is probably getting to a staying trip. So she'd only been there twice in her life. She was probably one of the best runs in the race last year in the Cup, spotting them 20 lengths and running Twyla payment to 3.3. So going into the race on Saturday, I thought she could hit that mark at least again. In the Cup on last Tuesday week. I thought she could hit that mark again. Where I shuffled her down, I originally had her second pick. When I shuffled her down the batting order, when she drew 19, I thought she's going to get back again. She's going to spot them another 19, 20 lengths, and the same thing's going to happen. She's going to run enormous and run seventh. But once she posied up fifth too wide, you know, I think if you were backing her or tipped her, you were much more confident. And to answer the question, she went to an exceptional elite level. But in fairness to her, she's only been to a staying trip twice in her life, and she's reached an exceptional mark both times. So maybe she's just an outstanding endurance athlete. I think she is.
Marabee, how good's she? She won race six there at Ballarat and bolts at home. From a time perspective, what's her limit?
Yep. Well, I certainly don't know the answer to that, but yeah. She's in the right stable to keep progressing. I certainly don't think she's reached a PB yet. Obviously unbeaten, the aggregate margin of 22 lengths says a lot. Irrespective of the opposition, it doesn't happen. You know, putting margins, those sort of margins are generally reserved for middle distance and staying horses, aren't they? Not really sprinters. So that's a salient point, I think. Yeah. And what she's done each time she's run is put up this huge last 600 figure. So if you can sustain speed for 600 and beyond, you're going to win a lot of races.
Yep, she was the standout performance, would you say, on Saturday at Ballarat?
Yeah, I think so. I think she was probably the, I'd give her the run of the day. And then yep. I think that's the way that the punters voted in the little poll. A bit of fun that is. And I wouldn't argue with anyone who said that.
What about the performance of Typhoon Harmony and the Gellert Gotis team? Going great guns at the moment.
Yeah, they are, and that horse is going well. So here's another one. So she's only been to 600 metres twice and run really well both times. So I think it's a really important point for future form perspective in finding a horse's ideal distance range. You know, same as human athletes. You know, I don't think Usain Bolt's ever going to win a gold medal over 5,000 metres at the Olympics. So you've got to find, you know, the right distance range for your athlete. And it seems horses like Very Elegant getting to a staying trip, Typhoon Harmony getting to a mile twice and reaching really good levels is a good sign that they'll be able to continue to hit those marks.
Lighthouse, the former USA mare, she was so dominant there on debut on a heavy track at Kyneton. But once again, she did it with ease in that first race there at Ballarat.
No, it was a good solid win. Yeah. I'm not going to say she's the next Farlap just yet, but she certainly had the perfect run. She won by a length. Frankie Pino is very much in form and is able to beat Frankie. If it was a tough track to swoop on, then Frankie's run's probably every bit as good as the winner, but I'll leave that up to the punters to work out. And Do You Reckon, who's no star, was beaten a length and a half. So the jury's out for me. Yeah, I'm not getting as excited as some just yet.
And Decent Rain, another D-Day horse that you had a chat to on Thursday night at training there, Gator, and she delivered the goods as well. She got her opportunity to take luck out of the equation, and she did the rest in a way.
Yeah, look, I think I'd be some chance for Coach of the Year again. If that comes up. I don't know who's voting, but I've got my hand up. She was terrific. Clear air, that's all she needed to see what she was capable of. And when she cruised up to them and then sprinted away, 3.5 lengths is a decent margin, isn't it? And Jimmy the Bear's no slouch. Sun Falls beaten Forgot You, and he was beaten 5 lengths by her. So an easy and likable line to draw there.
What'd you make of the 2-year-old race? Cusack was successful.
Was, yep. No, good solid effort. I liked his tenacity there. I mean, he was ridden to find a spot and then under pressure a fair way out, but just kept responding. Cover Star set off them wide with a trail as the day progressed. Looked, you know, the perfect spot, just missed. Epic Center was close up. The first four, only length, 1.8 lengths over the first four, and the fourth horse was 3 wide, no cover. So these are early 2-year-old races, and we're still in that phase. You know, outside of Coolangatta, I haven't seen too many standouts yet, but it was a good, tough effort.
What about Count de Rupee Gator in the Gong? He was impressive again.
Just a good horse, you know, simple as that. I think sometimes we get caught out thinking, oh, he's not trained by Cummings or Waller, or he's not a million-dollar horse. Just trust his form. You know, you go and have a look at that Silver Eagle run again. How many horses have you seen get speared right off the track and still nearly win? You know, it was a phenomenal run. It was one of the runs of the year. And then he's pipped by only one in a Golden Eagle, horse called I'm Thunderstruck, who just won a Toorak. And they beat the third horse easily. And then a beautiful ride from an awkward draw. But the fence was off, remember?
Yep.
By the time we got to that race. So that just added confidence for me. The draw just meant a better odds, and he won really well.
It was amazing watching the betting there with the Gong, because he opened up too short, I think, at 260. Well, the market told you he opened up too short there at 260. By the time you got to mid-morning on a Saturday morning, I think once we finished the preview gate, he was out to $6.50.
Yeah. I think, look, I'm just reading what I'm scanning on social. You know, I don't follow too many because there's only 24 hours in the day. But a few of them were saying that, you know, the gate did spook them. And that's fair enough. It was an inside sort of pattern, inside lanes. Obviously, he was in a bit of trouble. But by the time we got to race eight, I think by about some rain fell race three, then race four, the leader edged off, and then race five. And so on and so on. So I think that's where your confidence grew, drawing out rather than in.
Geez, young Brock Ryan rode really well there, I thought, on Saturday at Kembla Grange, but it was a gem of a ride on Count de Rupi.
No, it was. I mean, he played for a bit of luck. He went forward. He used him a little bit for the first 100 and then decided to tuck in. It was a terrific move. I mean, he just got a lovely trail and was away from the fence, you know, in the best part of the track. Without covering ground. So you couldn't have scripted it any better. The way he loomed into the race, though, you know, under no riding, was terrific. And what I loved about Brock's ride was the leader had pinched a bit of a break, Arkademus. He didn't panic and go for his horse too soon. He nursed him to save him for one run. I don't think he's a sustained speed, as in sort of 400-meter sort of horse. They cuddled him a bit, saved him for one run, and... he did the job. It was perfectly handled. Horse too good.
What about Dragonstone? Looks like it's got a bit of a future. Travelled like the winner a long way from home for Mark Newnham first up there on Saturday in the third race at Kembla Grange.
No, it was a good win. I agree. And nice change up speed. We love seeing that. Did it with no weight. So, you know, that's a factor, but still very early in the career. Interestingly, showed a great change, burst of speed and change up speed in a trial leading into that. I thought Satin Ribbons would give him a fair sort of scare, and they sort of did, but the winner was too good. I'm not really looking at relative times on the day, given that the rain fell about the time that race was run.
It was great to see Tyler Schiller have a good day, Brock Ryan have a really good day there, Kembla Grange as well. James McDonald, it took him to the last race to get his only winner for the day, and that was aboard Bjorn Baker's galloper in Dynamic Impact. That, geez, he gave a good push for that galloper on Saturday morning when I had a chat to him, Gator.
Yeah, I think that race fell away a bit, and and he was just in the right spot given the way the pattern was by race 10, and made a move before the turn in the best part of the track. Perfectly ride from a bloke who knows what he's doing on board. There was a gap back to third. He's two for two in the prep, and he can sit closer and he can come from the back in a fast run race. So he's a good little horse.
It's a bit happening in the basketball at the moment. Detroit Pistons and the Lakers is a big blur. There's blood everywhere. What's going on there, sure. Mikey? Unbelievable.
Kind of coming to it late, but Sadiq Bey or Stewart has been poked in the eye by, I think, LeBron James.
Oh, okay.
He's trying again. He's trying to get him and punch his lights out.
Yeah.
This is right. Unbelievable.
Sorry to interrupt you, Gator, but I've never seen anything
like it.
He's just charged like a big
four
belly
times
bull.
He's charged at LeBron.
And he wants to have a crack at LeBron and all that. It's all happening there. Anyway, Gator, if you were coaching that side, I tell you what, you would have called the lads in and just settled them down a little bit.
Like the old Detroit Pistons, the bad boys
they
days.
I've never seen... He was like a big bull coming from the back of the court, and he just went through everybody. No one could really stop him. And then about three or four of his teammates jumped on him. Scenes like I've never seen for quite some time in a basketball match. Anyway, Malkovic, he keeps on getting beat, but he's so brave, Gator.
Yeah. No, look, it was a really good run. He just found one better, unfortunately, for us. But he is a better horse when he can control things. He had to chase Space Boy. He went up inside him off the fence and did look home. But 11-11, who's a bit of a track specialist, just nutted him on the line. You know, 4 seconds in a row can scare the punters, can't you? But look, as you've said, he's run very well in all of them. I don't think there's any lack of application from him. He's just finding one better. It's an Oxley Road or it's an 11-11, and he was beaten by a good one at Flemington as well from memory. So He's going really well, that horse.
It was a situation there with your game plan, and when we had a chat to you on the Thursday, and we just didn't know if the rain was going to come there at Kembla Grange, and then halfway through the meeting there, it does come, and it probably suits a horse like 11-11 in a way as well. He was probably one of the happier ones when the rain started to fall.
Yeah, he handles it really well, and he just loves that track. And, you know, the cliche horses for courses has been around 100 years for a reason, that it tends to hold true. So, and I think add to the way the track was starting to play, that pattern was starting to emerge, obviously suited him being a run-on horse out wider. Add to that, he was guaranteed a hot speed, which he got.
We might take a quick break now, Gator, and when we return, we'll come back to a host of questions coming through 0416 9050 52. So we'll come back to your question straight after this. Warrnambool's not far away as well.
Yeah, I used to be a big Pistons fan back in the Bad Boys days against Jordan, and I've just waned a little bit since they all play for a new team every week. It's just thrown me a bit, but but no, they're tremendous athletes.
It's unlike an Asai playing for the Pistons to get fired up from time to time.
He's got a long way to go, the mate Isaiah Thomas, that's for sure.
Some of the great sports documentaries are watching the Pistons in those days taking on the Chicago Bulls and the Lakers, and they were thugs. They probably stepped.
Had a bit of a mean streak.
They stepped over the line a few times, I think, the old Pistons back in the day. Anyway, Gator, how good was Sue Style first up in a year? And obviously with that injury layoff at the Sunshine Coast there on Saturday for Tony Golan?
Well, to the eye, terrific. I mean, and then I haven't obviously looked at the times forensically yet for Queensland, but I did hear a track record, didn't I? So I'm tipping that's an outstanding return then, if that's true.
Yeah. What about Western Empire Gator? How good do you think he is? Have you been able to have a look at that Railway Stakes there on Saturday, Gator?
Yeah, again, to the eye, it was exceptional. Cruised up, won. It was a brilliant win, nothing less than that. You know, there was talk around that, you know, obviously the Eastern runners couldn't get there this year. Does that detract from the win? I don't think so. Again, I need to look at the clock and the sectionals, which I'll get to. They come out a bit later out of WA. So, but look, he's genuinely exciting. And I put out another poll about who's the most exciting horse going into next year and hence the Autumn Carnival. And he's one of the names I threw up because, I'm a big fan. And the WA form, if you're very good, has held up over here for years, hasn't it? So, likeable.
Yeah, and some people say there were no Eastern State horses this year, and you can say that. But as you've pointed out on several occasions on this show, Gator, fast horses run fast anywhere.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I mean, I think that, once you go up in grade and up in class, you just test it a little more physically, and that sort of, that pressure, we saw it with Thunderstruck in a Turak, and he passed with flying colours. They just test you physically, whether it's through pressure on, you know, on the clock, as in racing you, or making things uncomfortable for you. And the good ones pass those tests, and the even ones, the garden variety ones, do not.
Gator, can you pull some of your strings and get Golden 60 here for the All-Star Mile, a must? I watched him there yesterday at Hong Kong, just flicking through the channels there on a Sunday night, and it was a remarkable victory because I could have run quicker than them in the first part of that race, Gator, and he still was able to pick them up on the bit.
Yeah, it was, they don't call me the bass guitar. I don't have many strings, so I don't think I can help you too well there. But I do think the win was terrific for that exact reason. And certainly some people I respect with the Hong Kong form referenced what you did, that they absolutely crawled and they still couldn't beat him.
Is that more difficult sometimes? And I find this fascinating when you talk to form analysts. Is it easier to make up ground when they are going that slow and the back markers can get into the race? Or sometimes is it more difficult to win as a back marker when they are going flat out and you're chasing all of the way? Or is it different times when they put their foot down?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's the most relevant thing. I mean, we saw Winx nearly get beaten in a Turnbull, didn't we? Even though she was clearly the best horse in that race, she won by, what was it, a head? She came from well back on the inside, and in that race, they crawled up front, then they upped the tempo from whatever it was, the 600, or, and it just makes it mathematically really, really difficult for a back marker, because the leaders have a head start on you and they're increasing their speed. So her effort, that was one of her better wins, I thought, even though the margin was narrow. Other races, if you're out the back and they're going really fast, you might be just out of your comfort zone. So you might be, you know, out of your aerobic capacity, high heart rate, and you're just using too much energy to be in touch, inverted commas, and it dulls your finish, so they don't get over the top of them either. So, yeah, there's a few different schools of thought there and a few different theories.
Mask Crusader, I think, is a good theory regarding that. Is an e-gator in a way?
Please explain that.
What about with, like, Mask Crusader, when he's finishing off, is he better when they've run quick up front like they did in Everest compared to if those sprinters are just walking in the early part for him? Or do you think he's turn of foot that dynamic?
Yeah.
He prefers a medium tempo up front.
No, it lost me again.
Can you hear? Oh, there might be a line breaking up.
Yeah, look, I don't have all those figures in front of me.
No. All right, then. We'll give some homework and we'll come back with that question a little later on. There's a few more coming through, Gator. Here we go. This is... It's my computer. We're working beautifully today. As my computer just loads once again. It just froze there for a sec. Here we go. I thought the ride of the day was Harry Coffey. Ocean Beyond gave Ocean Beyond a gem of a ride. He waited for the gap to the very last minute and burst through. It was great to see Harry have a winner there on Ballarat Cup Day. That was from Jerry. I agree with Jerry. It was a terrific ride there by Harry. Did you hear that question there, Gator?
Yeah, Harry Coffey. It was a perfect ride. I think we're all fans of Harry on and off the track, aren't we? So, that was a pretty even sort of competitive race. And again, in a game of inches, it was probably that just saving that bit of ground was the difference between winning and losing with him and the Gouge.
Vanna Girl, she got a win left in her Gator after that performance there in the Ballarat Cup.
Yeah, she has. I mean, I've been a fan for a little while, and I tipped her in last year's Matriarch. And this year I thought she'd run better in the race than she did. But that's the real Vanna Girl there on Saturday. She was able to find a spot, gave her all, went down narrowly. Every chance, though. But to answer your question, there's certainly a win in her soon, yeah.
Gator, what did you think of thought of that on the weekend? He was back like he was unbeatable there, especially when the rain didn't come. Did we get sucked in, or was he pretty good?
No, he ran well. He just wasn't in front at the end of the race, which we would have preferred because we tipped him. But... look, he's run very, very well. I mean, he set a strong speed. He upped the ante before the turn, but that's the best way to ride him, I think. He was collared at the 100. He fought well. He was beaten a length and a bit of change, you know, in a Ballarat Cup. So it's hard to say he didn't run very well. It's just when the expectation was that he's supposed to win for some, that they get disappointed. But I think that's unfair on the horse. I think he ran a terrific race. I think he was well backed for the two reasons. One, yes, the rain missed. And two, was a good day to be nearer the speed. So I think that's why punters gravitated his way.
Gator, I backed Frankie Pino in that first race and I thought he was enormous under the circumstances. Do you think that there's a win in store for him coming up shortly? I think you mentioned that before, that he's definitely knocking on the door, Frankie, isn't he?
Yeah, he was great again. I mean, he just keeps finding one or two better. But... you know, he's run very well. He was probably one of only three or four horses on the entire day to be swooping and getting close to winning from out the back. So another very good run. The problem is he's pretty deep into the prep now, so how many more big runs has he got in him?
Les wants to know, have you ever had a chat to Ranting Gator, and what would you say to him?
We don't love each other as much as we used to. Look, he was good on Saturday, but I thought once he got up inside Aqua Girl, I thought he should have gone by him, and he's still stuck on one win. So I think the talent's there, but I think there's an application issue.
Gaith, if you had to have a vote right now for the All-Star Mile, who would you be voting for if you had to, a choice of two? And I don't know, the person didn't put their name to this question, but this is a sensational question. Count De Rupee or Western Empire?
Oh, yeah. No, it is a great question. I think Western Empire is really exciting. And a horse like Count De Rupee is just a really good horse. You know, we spoke about it earlier. You know, he's a bit underrated because he was a low price buy.
Yep.
And he's, you know, he's not in a Hayes Cummings or Wallace stable. So I think we tend to underrate him, but he's just a very good horse. But Western Empire probably has more upside, I think.
Yeah, so you'd be voting for Western Empire in the All-Star Mile. Last one before we let you go, Gator. Brock Ryan, do you know much about Brock? And because I've been really impressed with the way that he rode there on Saturday. I don't know if it was because he had a couple of winners and he was riding the favourite, but I watched him closely in the end and he seems to have it all. That was from David.
Yeah, look, I think there's no knock at all from me. I mean, you put it this way, if he's on the horse that I'm tipping, I never shy away from backing it or tipping it. So, you know, and the claim's a bit of a bonus given the way he's riding. There's a few good young riders both sides of the border at the moment, and that adds great depth, obviously, to our great game.
Good on you, Gator. Always fun. We'll catch up with you Thursday. Sipping Classic Day. Back to Caulfield. Big race meeting. We see it's going to be a pretty good meeting, I think, because you've got horses like Spanish Mission on the back up after a really good effort to finish third in the Melbourne Cup. And Surprise Baby, first up for Gavin Bedgood. And Jamie Carr's back Friday night and Saturday afternoon, which is exciting as well.
It is exciting, all of that. And I'm really looking forward to the Zipping Classic and speaking to you on Thursday.
All right. Good on you, Gator. Enjoy your week. Beautiful day to get out there and go for a run. Not a cloud in the sky. There we go.